A natural fibre artist, and her works are on display at Fortitude Valley, the open air gallery in Brunswick Mall, every Sunday between 10 and 4, officially open last Sunday.
Yeah, there's about 30 artists apparently that are displaying their works every Sunday.
In the mall there?
In the mall.
Great.
And I'm with Cassell this morning. Good morning, Cassell.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, you're so excited. Cassell's very excited because she's up early.
Yes. Why would she normally get up at midday or something, does she?
I sleep read as much as I can.
Now,
this is early? 3:45 in the morning is what I call early.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all horses for courses, Peter.
That's true.
It's all how you look at it. Now, we're actually in your flat this morning, looking at your art, and I was wondering how you describe it, because there are these quite large structures, you know, 5 or 6 feet, hanging from this old Queenslander arch, and made of, as you say, natural fibre. How do you describe your art?
Well, I call them woven sculptures, because I use natural fibres and different basketry techniques to create different mythological shapes and things. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what sort of fibres are you using here?
Mostly...
Come over here with me. Come over here and look at this one.
Mostly palm fibre, like, and also coconut fibre and different leaves and feathers and pandanus, lots of different coastal plants that I find.
Yeah. And you've got these two enormous leaves. They're about, they must be 2 feet long. You said you got them from the Botanic Garden. This to me looks like some sort of angel, and the wings are the leaves.
That's right. Yes, she's the Japanese sun goddess. She's got a huge sun heart, and the feathers, she's...
Okay, and Peter, in the sculpture that we're looking at, you've got this sort of woven centerpiece made of oranges and browns. Now, that's made of actual pandanus leaf, is that right?
That's right.
Yes. So how do you learn to do all this sort of stuff? Because the pandanus leaf, to me, is just something that you walk on.
No, well, I did some workshops with women from Indigenous community Arakoon up in North Queensland, because I love learning about all the Indigenous weaving from Australia, yeah. And that their traditional fibre, the pandanus that they use to weave their baskets.
Oh, it's wonderful. Now, come over this way, Castle. Now, Peter, you've really got to try to use your imagination looking these works out. They're about 5 foot high. This one's very dark, and it has sort of owl eyes, lots of feathers, again has like angel wings, and the feet are sort of joined at the bottom. Is there anything terribly symbolic about this one, Castle?
Well, she's Lilith, which is a night goddess, and she's usually represented as an owl, so this was for one of my installations, and that's how I created her, yeah.
Do you think people think that your art's a bit too far gone for them? Do they want more an etching or a painting or what?
No, I've been getting wonderful reactions from the people. They'd love to see something a bit more unusual and that they haven't seen before, especially using natural fibres from Queensland that they can see the growing in their garden.
But where would you put it? Like, it doesn't sit on the fridge, does it?
No.
Hang on top of the TV.
No. People usually hang them outside if they've got a big Queenslander out on the veranda or out in the garden or in their house somewhere. It looks really good.
Well, tell us about the markets now. Come and have a seat. Tell us about the markets and what the reaction's been like. Because it's about 30 artists, is that right?
Yes. It's been a wonderful community feeling between the artists, and we've had wonderful response from the people wandering through, just having their cup of coffee, and they love to be able to come down and talk to the artists, which is the wonderful thing of actually the artists being there with their art, to be able to talk to them, and it just makes it a lot more accessible for people rather than in an art gallery, and being out in the sunny, beautiful sunny skies of Queensland, it's great. It's great fun.
You cannot get the grin off your face, can you? You're so excited. You want to get up early, Laura?
She's an artist and she's a free spirit. Yeah. No, I know. You're a lovely sounding person, Castle.
Are you scared here?
Yes. My cat Moonbeam is enjoying it too.
Moonbeam is blissing out.
Moonbeam the cat. Oh, how gorgeous.
Yeah. Now, listen, what's the sound of art like? Obviously, yours is very unusual and very high.
Yes, we've got the whole range from photographers, jewellery makers, other artists representing communities and painters. Yeah, it's really exciting.
And isn't that valley coming ahead? Don't you love the sort of grunge cafes that are coming along at the moment? There's a cafe there called Bitch.
I know. Yeah, there's lots of weird names.
Oh, it's just wonderful. I mean, that's the way the area's got to go. Don't try to be squeaky clean. It's got to be grungy.
That's right, yeah. And so, a lot of the galleries from around the area are supporting the Valley Art Market as well and are coming down and representing their artists.
And I love the markets on a Saturday morning. Do you go to them?
Yes, yeah, I'm there, yeah.
There's a lady there that sells dried fruit who is the best salesperson I've ever encountered.
Yes?
She's fantastic.
I bet she has yummy food too, yeah?
She's just a lovely person, like you, Cassell.
Oh, good, thank you.
That's all right.
Now, see, starving artists all talk about food. Singing your skirts here, it's great for me to eat. Lovely to meet you this morning. And 10 till 4 on Sunday, go meet Cassell and have a look at these amazing fibre art forms and everything else under the sun that has to do with art, I guess.
Amazing, thank Patty. You. Amazing. Good on you, Cassell.
Have a good day.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks, Patty. Isn't she a joy? It's so delightful. And I tell you what, I love the Valley now. The Open Art Gallery in Brunswick Mall every Sunday between 10 and 4. Sorry to keep you waiting, Luke.